Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. China has proved to be so much better than us at fouling its own nest that it is winning hands down the lemming-like race we are having to the edge of the cliff that defines the end of the industrial age. China, communist China, has adopted our religion, the absolute love of money, with a zeal that makes the wolves of Wall Street look like apostates. It has sacrificed to its newfound god its air, land, water, and now its financial system. At such speed, it is beginning to blaze like a rock falling into the atmosphere. As the country singer puts it, falling feels like flying for a little while. Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but can turn out badly when the object of the admiration is suicidal. China adopted all our vices at once. Relocation of the rural population to jammed cities, runaway industrial and commercial development, electrification, automobilization, to name a few. And it did not take any of our virtues, such as a free press, a vibrant environmental movement, a once strong regulatory environment. It wanted and it got a machine that moved at blinding speed and that had no brakes. There have been casualties. For one, its air. China's air pollution, chiefly from coal-burning power stations, has become legendary. Citizens are so desperate for fresh air, they're flocking to breathing stations set up in several cities, where they get to slip on a face mask for a few minutes and breathe from a bag of sweet mountain air trucked in from far away. Entrepreneur alert, remember when we thought the idea of selling water in little bottles was funny? Canned air is now one of China's hot products, along with face masks. Citizens were also snapping up the new smog insurance that offered to pay off if the insured was sickened by smog or had to endure too much pollution for too many days. The government shut the new offering down, saying it seemed too much like a lottery. A report out last month said that of the 74 cities put under a stern mandate by the central government to reduce air pollution, a total of 3 reported some progress. The government tightened the restrictions. 2, water is just as bad. 20% of China's rivers are considered toxic, which is to say you should not only not drink the water, you should not touch it. Another 40% of the rivers are seriously polluted. Half the public drinking water systems in cities deliver water that is of poor quality or worse. Offshore, a vast area of toxic water has formed because factories are dumping 32 billion tons of mostly untreated wastewater through 435 discharge pipes directly into the ocean. The government announced in February a $300 million program to start dealing with this. Then there's land. Civilization requires at least 6 inches of healthy topsoil, and China has been destroying its foundation far more quickly than American agribusiness. A combination of deadly heavy metals from manufacturing and overuse of pesticides and fertilizer have rendered unusable 8 million acres of Chinese farmland. At a time when the margin between food produced and food consumed is razor thin, China announced in March it has a big, expensive plan to start dealing with that. And now the wheels are starting to come off the country's financial system. Shaken by the near collapse of the financial system in the West, a consequence of hideous levels of personal debt resting on a foundation of overvalued real estate, The Chinese vowed to avoid a similar fate by overbuilding real estate with hideous levels of personal debt. They called it a stimulus program. Since 2008, they have been building a skyscraper, on average, every 5 days. Not to mention 30 airports and 26,000 miles of highway, all with borrowed money. So much borrowed money that debt now exceeds 200% of China's GDP. When U.S. debt approached 100% of GDP, panic ensued. All this debt secured by real estate, an astounding proportion of which is empty and unused. The implosion is expected momentarily. China's self-destruction is a story befitting Greek tragedy or an Homeric ode. It is fraught with significance and moral instruction for our age, but if it happens on a day an airplane gets misplaced or a celebrity gets a DUI, we probably won't hear about it. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.